It is the Thursday morning show. It's 8:54. Many of the towns throughout the KEXE, KBXE listening area are working on creating a sense of community in their downtowns, getting more businesses there, getting more activities going on. Megan Shepherd teaches belly dance in the Brainerd area, and she has a vision to create something new for downtown Brainerd. She calls it a community movement studio. Megan Shepherd joins us now. Megan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you think, I don't know if you could hear that music. Could you belly dance to that?
I could totally belly dance to that. I was listening to it and I was thinking that exact thing. I was like, oh, this is so danceable.
Could be a warm up or a cool down maybe, because it's a little slower, but it's certainly got the rhythm to it.
Yeah, and I love to dance slow. That's my favorite. I love dance.
Well, tomorrow night at Rumbly Hall in downtown Brainerd, there is an event going on. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, we're having an awesome fundraiser event. It's going to be a silent auction. We're also going to have some amazing live musicians there that we're really excited for. We have the CLC Jazz Band actually put together a little ensemble just for us to dance to, and they're going to be playing some awesome world music that we're really, really excited for. And then we have Jenny T playing on her ukulele, and she plays just beautiful, beautiful music. We have Christian McShane playing on his acoustic guitar, and he is awesome. He has such a wide variety, I can't even describe him. And then we've got my little brother playing as well, which I'm really excited for, Will Denny from Stoneheart. So he'll be rocking it as well. And we have live painting by Tony Powers. We have vendors vending all kinds of beautiful jewelry and essential oils and all kinds of beautiful things for the home and pottery. We're going to have a henna artist. We got a lot going on. We have a kids table because kids get in for free.
So what's the fundraiser for? What's your vision?
Okay, so the fundraiser is basically to help get this studio off of the ground. So I'm starting a studio called Movement Garden Studio. And this studio is going to be, like, my vision, my place for people from all walks of life, shapes, sizes, kids and adults, to come and express themselves through dance. It's going to be a wide variety of dance and music, movement, arts, and such. So we're not going to be just doing belly dance. We're going to kind of sprout out and do some other types. And so this Kickstarter is to help with the main equipment expenses of getting mirrors and getting the musical equipment and just helping this the studio get the best liftoff that it can get. So that's what the Kickstarter is all about. And I'm teaming up with Rumbly Hall, and that's where the new studio is going to be, in this big, beautiful space that we're going to have the fundraiser in, actually.
You know, Megan, I'm grew up in the Brainerd area, so I'm always interested what's going on. I'm interested in any of our towns that are trying to do something different in a downtown. I'm much older than you. When I was a kid, my parents had a business downtown. It was above, it was a department store that was above the SNL department store, and there was also a thriving Ben Franklin. The gallery was still there, but I would walk to their office after junior high at Franklin Junior High, and there was stuff going on. There were cool things happening in downtown Brainerd. Things have changed, but what do you hope for the downtown? What's new there right now that maybe I haven't seen in the last 6 months or so?
I'm pretty glad you asked that. We have a lot of awesome things going on downtown. That's why I really wanted to go downtown. If you haven't heard of the new Naughty Pine Bakery, then you must go there for any kind of baked good. They're amazing, and it's beautiful. They renovated the whole space. So that was something that I was pretty excited for. The new Purple Fern Bath Company is amazing, and she teaches classes there, and it's super fun. The Crossing Arts Alliance I love them. They're not a newer business, but they kind of are. They've been there for a couple of years, but they've been really doing some awesome, awesome things there. Really awesome art galleries and classes going on there all the time. And then I am not sure if anyone is aware, but the Crowing Food Co-op is going to be moving in downtown, and we are extremely excited for that. They have a nice new space that they are going to be moving into that's going to be way more accessible for people to come and get local and organic foods, and they're going to be expanding, so that's one of the things I'm probably most excited about. And then there's going to be a new maker space that isn't there yet, but I am getting pretty excited about that, and that looks really cool. Me and my husband have been looking at that. And then Open City Thrift, if you haven't checked them out, they just opened the first week of the year, and seriously, I am amazed at how awesome this thrift shop is. It's beautiful, it's open, it has the most awesome clothing that, like, is really, really, they do top-notch stuff there. So check out Open City Thrift, too.
Yeah,
that's kind of on. There's a lot going on now.
Yeah, that's a well-kept secret about downtown Brainerd that I tell people about. If you're a person who likes thrift stores, there are a lot, more than the new one, the Open, what is it called?
Open City Thrift.
Open City Thrift. Yeah, more than that new one, but it's a great place to find interesting clothes and a way to recycle your own clothes and not throw things into, the dumpsters and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
So Megan's been telling us about tomorrow night's event. It's in downtown Brainerd at Rumbly Hall. It is a fundraiser for a downtown community movement studio. It is from 7 to 9 o'clock. Adults are $20. Kids get in free music and all kinds of things going on. Megan, we wish you the best. Thanks so much for telling us about it today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.